Hello, lovies. I'm your Auntie Vera Charles of VeraSpeaks.com. You've just heard the Pride 48 kickoff show. And if that's any indication of what's to come, you'll be asleep within the half hour. Coming up next is Big Fatty Online. From bad to worse, live on Pride 48.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1413 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 26th of June, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. To show y'all, it is part one of Big Fatties and Yawa of Pride 48 held last weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, winos! Dear God, see, y'all, this is weird. This is weird. I know I do it every day, but, you know, it's just kind of weird being here all by my lonesome and having a... Let's just see how many people in the chat room we got here. Yes, Big Fatty, let me tell you, we got 47. That's lovely. That is just, y'all, there's a coffee whore out there, Big Fatty. But, oh, Lord, somebody RC my penis. Big Fatty, he's vulgar. But, y'all, I work so hard. Am I talking like a chipmunk or something? Y'all, if you're having trouble hearing Big Fatty, or if I sound like a chipmunk or something like that, Big Fatty, spit it out. Refresh the stream and come back. Yes, Big Fatty, we'll do it. And, but y'all, I spent so much time, getting ready and making sure that all this whole shit, and first of all, before I forget, y'all, there is a saint. It's not the patron saint of the BFO, but there is a saint. It's the Pride 48 saint, y'all, and that is Mr. John Ong, and he is in the chat room right now. And, y'all, Big Fatty, I'd love to buy him a cake. I know you would, Poodle, but anyway, y'all, he has worked tirelessly to help lots and lots and lots of people get to the point where they can do this and not have 20 minutes of silence. And John Ong worked very, very hard with Big Fatty. And y'all, and I said this earlier on my show this week, for the first time in over 1,400 shows, y'all, I can actually hear myself when I'm actually doing the little shows. And y'all, it's amazing. It's just amazing. So anyway, y'all, I'm going to ask the chat room at some point during the little show to come up with questions for Axe Big Fatty, because y'all, I got in there. Big Fatty, you don't have jet shit on your list. So don't ask them now, y'all. Don't ask them now because I'm not ready for those quite yet. But y'all, we've got a big weekend coming up. I don't know, since I had to leave the kickoff show a little bit early, I don't know if they mentioned that veritable Virgo and Q Sledge, y'all, they work Big Freddy, you've been in the wine collaboratively on the Pride 48 logo, and it's over there at Pride 48. At least I think it's over there. Big Fatty, we don't know where it is. It's somewhere though. But they worked very hard on that, and we tried to do something that would incorporate the 5th anniversarium, and I think they just did a lovely job. And chat room, give them a big old hand. Dear Gussie, y'all, the big liar's in the chat room. I don't think he's ever been in a chat room before. Big Fatty, he was too busy drinking gin with Digger and T. Wiggles last night. So, y'all, speaking of the chat room, since we've got so many people in there, and you're going to hear this a lot, there are a couple of things you're going to hear a lot this weekend. And first of all, let me explain why Big Fatty has traditionally gone first. Number one, it's because I'm Big Fatty. But number two,
Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about number two.
But number two is, y'all, Big Fatty sets the bar so low. So entirely low that all the little shows are going to be much better. So y'all, it's easy to top. You know, then you say, oh well, we were at least better than Big Fatty. It may have been a train wreck, but it was better than Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, that Daniel Biba's in there, the turnip head. Y'all, the turnip head sent me a little. And by the way, the turnip head, I need to thank him also. He got me a. He got me a program on the Absorbent iPad so I can look at the chat room on the Absorbent iPad. So that's what I'm doing. So thank you. Thank you. Who are you? Turnip Head. Then we got Ant. You know, he won the Big Fatty action figure at Pride 48 last year out there where was that? Vegas? Arthur, down there in the future. You know Arthur. Arthur sent his suit out to the dry cleaners. But he's here anyway, y'all. Once you get that Pride 48 in your blood, y'all, Big Freddy, it's like a virus. And a wild cub, Tom, a wild chub, Tom. I think he's on that that show, the Chubs Gone Wild, y'all. I hope they don't end up on Cops. Brother Sinatus, y'all, you know he's out there in the Denver, and he does all those musical memories and everything. Big Freddy, you and Brother Sinatus remember him and nobody else, because ain't nobody, well, Vera. A coffee whore. Y'all, I don't know who the coffee whore is. But Eric the Southern Boy is a coffee whore, but I don't know if he's listening. Come, Scrubber. That doesn't narrow it down. Is that Gavin? I don't know. Denmate Ed. Is that Ed from the It's All About Jarrah Me podcast? Yes, Big Freddy. Donna Sugars, y'all. Donna Sugars and I will be doing the pink carpet out there in the what do you call that, Vegas? Dr. E. Plorba Stone. You know, he used to do a little show, and y'all, he's... in fact, let's just have a moment of silence for Dr. Stone's show. Thank you. Ed Chan, y'all. Ed Chan is over there in Ching Chong, Singapore, someplace like that. I don't know where the hell... The Faye Driver. Y'all, he's betrothed. He is betrothed, and y'all, he absolutely hates all of my music that I have on the show. Y'all, there's Gavin, so the cum dumpster cum scrubber was not Gavin. Gavin does stick it with a poke. George in Atlanta, y'all, he's going to be hosting the little Ozzy Battler over there in Atlanta in just a couple of weeks. The GFN General, that's Daniel, y'all. He's going to be out there in Vegas with it. The Michael Fine, the Good Humor Penguin. Hey, me. I don't know who the fuck Hey Me is. The Jimmy Bear, y'all. I met Big Fatty, met Jimmy Bear down there at the Gay Days. The John Ong, Ching Chongs, y'all. He's doing like 15 damn shows this weekend, and y'all, he's gonna have that damn bell, not the person bell, but that ding dong bell that he'll be ringing all weekend long. And y'all, he's crazy as hell. Crazy. First time I ever met John Ong was at a Gay Days. We had the high tea. We had high tea at John Ong showed up. That the crazy. Speaking of crazy as hell, there's Kathy Bacon, y'all. Hey, Miss Bacon. Casey in Denver and his enormous penis. Oh dear Gussie, y'all. What did I do? Oh Lord, I've hit something. Oh, what have I done? I can't see it now. Big Freddy, you fucked it up. All right, Casey in Denver. All right, let me see. The Laughing Buddha. You know, he does the Scooter Diaries. And y'all, big doings at his work. But y'all, he always has time for a cocktail. That's right. Mary the Sober Girl. Y'all, Big Fatty met Mary the Sober Girl last year at Pride 48. She's out there. She lives in the Lost Wages. The Big Liar, that Mike Lawson, he's on the Joe Patan Show. They're coming up right after us here. Montan D, a longtime listener. Y'all, the number one fan of the BFO for 10. Moose P, y'all. Moose P, nice as he can be. And y'all, if Big Fatty is drunk, it is Moose P's fault. Mr. Mike, 1972. Y'all, he is up there from the Squamish, Northern Mexico. Mr. Mike's been to all the Vegas events. Nessa, she'll be crying before it's over. Nowhere, Chris. From Christina from Greetings from Nowhere. Paul, is that Paul from Paul's podcast? I don't know if it is. Y'all, he just got a new MacBook Pro. That's that woman with that stick of butter up her cooter. Beep! Betty Vogel! Princess Hannah, y'all. Princess Hannah, just as sweet as she can be, can't understand a damn thing she says when she calls in, but that's okay. It's Big Fatty's fault. Big Fatty. Q Sledge, that's Larry. He helped with the big logo. RC My Penis. Oh, I think that's RC. RC Martinez. Ricky B, that's the ginger bear. I know his mama well, y'all. RT Cruiser, he's from the future. He's gonna be coming to Vegas. Matt from Spanking B Arthur and Chubb's Gone Wild. Oh, Frank Silverwolf, y'all, that's Frank from Atlanta. The Supreme No No Homo Romo. Be ready, you said a mouthful. Romo from the Pod Cubs. That Peter G. Big Freddy, all you're doing is reading names. Is that what you're gonna do the whole damn 20 minutes? Probably so. That Peter G, he's from the Lotso TJ from Nowhere. And y'all, and she's also going to be on a new show with Christian Messer, the name of which I cannot remember. Toppy Smelly. Yomp, yomp, yomp. Y'all, he's moving into a chicken coop. Yes, Big Fatty, veritable Virgo. He and that Q Sledge did a lovely logo. Victoria. I don't know who Victoria is, but she's probably got a secret. Big Fatty. And Wit. I hope he doesn't have a twin brother, Nick. Big Fatty, that's silly. So, what I want to do now is, you know, I've been given a quiz all week long about the quiz programs on the little show. So I want to tell you what the answers are to that quiz. Yes, Big Fatty, let's do it. Okay, everyone, all week long I have been playing some quiz program theme music, and I said I would announce the answers tonight, so I'm going to give you just a little taste of what they are, and I'll tell you what the quiz programs are. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely! Y'all, I thought this one was fairly easy. Y'all, this is the Hollywood Squares. From when John Davidson was the host. John?
The NBC Television Network presents... Concentration.
Now, y'all, I admit that one was a little tough because that was a very old one. Well, that's a very unique sound, but that's even before Hugh Downs was the host of Concentration.
Yes, Big Freddy.
Now, y'all, there were lots of versions of this quiz program, so you may not have recognized this, but I bet maybe you would have recognized it if I had played this version. Now, all BFO listeners know that as the Skull Update, but y'all, that and the version of music you heard before are both from Password. Y'all, this was a 70s quiz program hosted by Bert Convy? Would it help if I said the banana section? That's right, it was Tattletales. Now, y'all, this one is very easy to me. Does Carol Merrill mean anything to you? Or how about if I had introduced it saying, these people dressed as they are come from all over the United States to the marketplace of America. Let's make a deal. And now here's your host, Monty Hall. Now, y'all, I found this one very easy also. Y'all, it was Bob Barker, one of Bob Barker's first quiz programs that he hosted. It featured at the beginning Beulah the Buzzer. Y'all, do you know it? It's Truth or Consequences. Y'all, these were earlier today. And y'all, this one is so easy. It's the $25,000 pyramid. And now here's your host, Dick Clark. Now, y'all, this one may have been a little bit difficult because this is one of those shows that had many versions. But this was the 1990s version of To Tell the Truth. Please, please tell me you got the old Regis Philbin. I'd like to phone a friend. Use a lifeline on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Oh, Big Fatty, I think that's just lovely. Oh, I did so well on the quiz. How did everybody in the chat room do on the quiz?
Not so good. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, if you're a new listener to the BFO, y'all, there's something called Spotting Big Fatty. And y'all, it's a website that is handled by Spotting Crazy, and there are pictures over there. You can get to it by going over to the BFO and clicking on Spotting Big Fatty under the Fat Favorites. And y'all, you can submit your pictures, and then Spotting Crazy puts them up. And y'all, they absolutely make me giggle like a schoolgirl. And y'all, there's a new one over there, that Peter G, who's in the chat room. He says it's National Martini Day, and BF is soaking in a glass of Tanqueray. And y'all, if you go over there and take a look at it, it's a picture of Big Fatty, and he's been skewered.
Big Fatty, that's vulgar. We don't need to hear about it.
Oh! Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I cannot believe that the time is up.
Big Fatty, we can't either. You're still speaking in the English language. You're not slurring nearly as much as we thought you would. Have another sip.
Maybe I will. One moment, please. Thank you, Moose, for recommending that wine to me.
Yes, Big Fatty, it's made all of our lives much better.
Y'all, I hope you enjoy the rest of the weekend here on Pride 48. There's lots and lots of really good shows coming up, and I'm going to kick it out to the chat room. What did you think of Big Fatty's show this tonight?
Oh, that's about normal, Big Fatty.
can leave a comment on the website at
BigFattyOnline.com. You know you're supposed to do an hour.
And you don't have to use what? The www.
You know you're supposed to do an hour, not just 20 minutes, right?
At
No, I don't fucking have an hour. Fatty, you better pull something out of your ass, and I don't believe I just said that. Oh, dear God, see, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. Big Fatty, drink up. That's what you need to do. Just drink up.
Gosh, and gay.
Me.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.